It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. President Trump's signature legislation, his spending and tax cut bill, passed the House on Thursday by one vote.
Now it's the Senate's turn to tackle this massive package and negotiate with factions in the GOP who want to see the bill overhauled with aggressive cuts to avoid raising the national debt and return to 2019 spending levels.
The bill includes changes to SNAP benefits, Medicaid, state and local tax deduction or SALT, student loans, and more.
We're getting reactions from Wisconsin's congressional delegation on what's titled the Big Beautiful Bill.
Democratic U.S. Representative Gwen Moore joins us now. She represents Wisconsin's 4th Congressional District, which includes much of Milwaukee County. Representative Moore, welcome back to Wisconsin Today.
Oh, I'm so delighted to be with you, Kate.
Let's just get some of your top-line takeaways from the bill, the Big Beautiful Bill.
Well, I think the Big Beautiful Bill starts out with a premise that we got to find $4.5 billion to extend tax cuts to the 2017 bill and just work backwards from that. So we'll cut $300 billion out of SNAP. We'll cut, you know, $700 billion out of Medicaid and come up with over $1 trillion worth of cuts. And, you know, that's not enough money to give the big, beautiful billionaires their bonanza. So we'll just raise the debt limit by another $4 billion and put the rest on the credit card. So it's we will be very cynical and sinister. We will defame the recipients of SNAP and Medicaid and make them seem like losers and takers in order to justify these cuts. And then the top line is to warn people that if we don't pass this bill, everybody's taxes are going to go up. And the pathetic thing about that, Kate, is that they make temporary little boosts to the income of people at the lower end of the income spectrum. And so by 2029, these people will see a huge tax increase because, of course, this was only a teaser, as it were, to get people to believe that that they were getting something for nothing. You know, and what we found, you know, top line is that if you're making, you know, $50,000 a year, say, your refund is going to be $265, while portions of this bill, like the 199A pass-through meant for small businesses, really gets people as much as $115 million in tax break.
Clearly, you're very concerned about the safety net programs and what will happen to them. Are there any parts of this bill that you agree with?
No. They boosted the child tax credit, which was wonderful, but they left out 17 million of the poorest kids to say that if their parents don't have any income, or very little income, or not at least $2,500 worth of work, that they can't get one dime of that tax credit. So that, you know, somebody, a couple making up to $400,000 a year can get the benefit of a child tax credit. And everybody needs this because we don't have a child care system that's adequate for people. We don't have early childhood. And that's a whole topic I wish you'd invite me back for. But, you know, the poorest kids don't get the benefit or not the full benefit of it. I hate this big, ugly bill.
Turning to health care, in Wisconsin, over 1 million people are enrolled in Medicaid programs. The work requirement is certainly a controversial point here. You know, this is asking for able-bodied adults on Medicaid, you know, having a work requirement. Why would that be problematic to you?
You know, when you ask it like that, Kate, you just think, well, sure. But who is an able-bodied person? They've raised the age to 64. You know, how many people do you know, Kate, who are 60 years old, 50 years old, that are already experiencing signs of aging. They've got diabetes. They've got terrible arthritis. Can you imagine some 55-year-old man climbing up on the roof to repair it? Or even, you know, some woman who has, you know, diabetes and is very obese, and she hasn't been determined to be disabled by the Social Security Administration. It's just somebody's view that, oh, you're 63, and even though you're telling me that you have sciatica and you cannot stand up and wait tables for 4 hours a day, we're going to cut you off. It's a cynical way to come up with, you know, $700, $800 billion of money to declare someone able-bodied. And Kate, I don't know if you've ever experienced, but, you know, we have a hard time helping our constituents get Social Security benefits. I hope we get to talk about that. It's hard to get on the program, you know, when you are obviously...
There is an added senior tax deduction in this bill. What do you think of that?
Temporary. It's all a game to come up with this money for permanent tax cuts for the wealthiest people of our society. And, you know, a senior cut, if they've wiped out in the president's budget, the Social Services Block Grant Fund, that's the fund that gives people Meals on Wheels that really serves a lot of seniors. You know, you're trading it for what? Some temporary, you know, pittance, some game for the Social Services Block Grant. I know I had the privilege one occasion that really, really stuck in my mind, delivering Meals on Wheels to an elderly person, and they also had a dog. We were delivering dog food as well. I mean, that person was glad to see us, and the dog was happy that we arrived with the food. You know, this is the kind of stuff that's going to be cut out. You know, we're going to cut so much Medicaid that people may not be able to get services in their homes and be forced into nursing homes because the state will have to elect what Medicaid services to cut. Is that worth it?
I'm going to pause right here as we talk with U.S. Representative Gwen Moore of Milwaukee, looking at the massive spending and tax bill passed the House last week. All House Democrats voted against it. You know, there is major disagreement on this bill about the deficit, and U.S. Senator Ron Johnson calling the bill spending, saying it was, quote, mortgaging our children's future. He's calling for roughly $6 trillion in spending cuts. Let's listen to Johnson on CNN's State of the Union on Sunday about the approach he'd take.
You start with a reasonable pre-pandemic level spending. You've heard people talk about zero-based budgeting. I'm talking about a budget of $5.5 to $6.5 trillion. Those are options from Clinton, Obama, and Trump, where you just take their actual outlays, plus them up by population growth and inflation, leaving Social Security, Medicare, and interest untouched.
Okay, so is there a way to support people in safety net programs but not add to the national debt?
Yeah, you cannot give these big tax cuts to the wealthiest people. You know, these tax cuts cost, you know, when you consider 2017 and what we're doing now, $10 trillion. They've added $10 trillion. Now, we've added money to the debt because we gave people rescue checks during the pandemic. But just for these tax cuts, we cannot give these people now. But he's not proposing that. I assume that he's saying that we ought to cut more. And, you know, given the inflation and the tariffs, the other stuff we're going through, think about cutting more SNAP, making more requirements, really undermining the ACA, so-called Obamacare. That's really what they're doing, as well as cutting Medicaid, so that premiums will balloon up to $400, $500 a month more if they want to get these healthcare premiums, really undermining the ACA. And if you increase people's expenses to that extent, and then cut the safety net, we're asking for a really austere population. And when people say we're moving into a recession or into a stagflation, This is the kind of stuff we're talking about. And Kate, I want to just slip this in. There are other parts of this bill that are ugly, like the provisions that provide Donald Trump and his administration with immunity from judicial review, where he can stop elections. These are other parts of the bill that have really, really been ignored. And you wonder, you know, that where states won't be able to regulate AI. There are really, really, really horrible parts of this bill.
Representative, I do want to get your quick take here. There are sources saying that GOP senators are vowing to rewrite this bill. Should they? How do you see this playing out in the Senate?
Well, you know what? What I see is that it'll stop the big, beautiful bill from going through as it is. Now, I don't know exactly. I did have an opportunity to chat with Senator Johnson about the bill. And he shared with me that there was a lot of consternation, but they're split. There are people there that don't want to see the deep Medicaid cuts. Then there are other people who are concerned about the debt. So it'll be really interesting to see how they rewrite it in a way that people in the House, and of course there are people in the House that think we need deeper cuts, and there are a whole lot of people in the House that voted for the bill and they're praying that it doesn't pass because they don't want the deep Medicaid cuts because they have heard from their constituents that they want their hands off it. And not to mention the $500 billion worth of Medicare that will be triggered by cuts in Medicare.
Representative Moore, thank you for joining us.
And thank you for having me, Kate.
That is Democratic U.S. Representative Gwen Moore of Milwaukee talking about the massive spending bill that just passed the House. Moore is a member of the House's powerful Tax Writing Committee, Ways and Means.